the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Well, things are changing. After 177 years, there'll be no more Schlitz beer in stores.
Wow.
Did you not know that?
No.
You know, I've had one probably over my drinking career.
Yeah.
So
was it a malt liquor or was it the regular, the golden?
It was the can, like the, but it was.
Schlitz malt liquor.
Yeah, like it, you know.
Pabst Brewing.
It's like a Four Loko, just kind of sucks. Mogan and David, the green one.
Mogan and David?
Yeah. That's what it is.
I thought that was a wine.
No, it's not Mad Dog.
Oh.
It's Mogan and David.
You know, I already told you. They're bringing Mad Dog back.
Did it ever go away?
Well, yeah. Somebody bought the IP, and they're literally calling it Mad Dog now. It's not just MD 2020.
I've never had it.
Oh, Lord. Orange Jubilee. Take me back.
Oh, the green one was...
Is that what you put in the bathtub, all that stuff?
Well, no, that's PJ. Yeah, it was some PJs, some pucker.
Yeah.
Mix them up.
What do you put in?
Stained Chad Davis's bathtub.
How many different... Is it a lot of different liquor in PJ?
All kinds of liquor.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Wine, Kool-Aid... Fruit.
God, there was so much drinking growing up.
Yeah.
Too much. Don't do it, kids. Play your little video games and whatnot. Practice absinthe.
Yes.
Like the teachers tell you.
Yeah, absinthe make the heart grow fondeth.
Yeah.
So Schlitz will cook up one of the last barrels on May 23rd.
Is this true, though, or is Flavor Flav going to buy the company at the last minute?
God, he should. Does he have money to buy anything?
I think they said that was just a... marketing ploy. They were trying to move some shares around of the company.
Again, another marketing opportunity missed. Guy runs into the store. Man, I got to take a Schlitz. You got to take a Schlitz?
You
Me
can't
too.
Take a Schlitz. They quit making Schlitz.
It's like,
dude,
dang.
Get Eugene Levy and his son on there and do Schlitz Creek.
Oh, Dan. Oh, yes. That would have been perfect.
Schlitz Creek.
Oh.
I love it.
Dan Levy's in demand. He'd do it.
Yes. Is he?
Oh, yeah.
There was a show I started watching that he's on. It was actually really good.
He's funny.
I didn't think I'd like it. He seems too highbrow for me. You know, I'm not making fun of his dad's eyebrows when I say that either. Although they are thick.
Look, this is a compliment when I say this. Dan Levy is openly gay, but when he acts gay in his comedy, it's hilarious.
This is one where he's dating a preacher.
Like, oh, what is that? I saw a preview for it.
Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes of it. It's actually really good.
Yeah, his gay mannerisms really accentuate his comedy.
With his pinky?
Mrs. X.
Just like the looks he gives.
She said, I heard this. Let's watch this. And I was like, okay.
But you liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. So yeah. You got to go out of your comfort zone.
You know what? Every woman says that. They love making it. They do love it. It is a challenge for women to push the men out of the comfort. And I don't mind it sometimes. Yeah.
All the time.
It's like, try this. Okay.
You're going to walk around with a man bag.
Nope.
Know it.
Nope.
Or a fall shawl.
Nope.
I mean, I need to get out of my comfort zone. I'm such a homebody.
You got the first part, right?
I need to get out and experience things. Maybe I'll go watch a baseball game or I'll go...
Well, you don't want to butch it up too quick. So.
Why?
You could go out and,
watch basketball.
Yeah, like...
Watch basketball.
Hang out with straight people or, you know, go and...
He assumes that everywhere I go is on the other side.
I feel like it's a big parade everywhere she goes.
It's
like
it's not that
which
way.
Is cool, you know? But you're talking about switching it up, so...
I'm talking about doing things I don't normally do.
Yeah.
Do you ever go out with gay and straight friends together?
Absolutely.
Do they coincide okay?
They do. They accept each other.
But if you had to pick a side, like you're going gay.
Well, I'm straight.
If it's if it's a war, you will be an ally. You're an ally to them, but you will stay on our side?
I'm just going to say, if there was a war, I'm sticking with my cousin and my...
We would win. They'd use confetti guns.
I would use all my girls... My bridesmaids, all my best friends.
Oh, here comes the glitter bomb!
Oh my God! Yes. But if you had to pick one group to hang out with, it's probably the gays, right?
Their catering would probably be better than.
Well, I mean, it would probably be my besties, you know.
And they are
straight.
Okay.
Dang.
Well, you know
where your loyalty lies.
Is it bad to say that if you go out with the gay people, which is cool, you know, But does it get too gay, if you know what I'm saying? Is it bad to say, hey, it's a little too gay right now as far as the flamboyance and then, you know, the, oh, my God.
Too much glitter.
Yeah, like too over the top.
Not really, because I don't let it bother me, you know? Because
I try not to be too straight for them, you know?
One couple, they're, like, seriously in love. And
your scoliosis keeps that from happening.
I have a 13% curvature, is verified, too.
They're a couple.
It's called Peronis of the back.
So they're happily together. You know, I don't judge them.
Yes, that's good.
You know. Surprised the Army was even going to take me with a 13% curvature.
But I'm when they start sharing sex stories, do they get disgusted when you tell yours?
I don't tell mine.
Oh, okay.
They're like, oh, straight sex.
Because I don't
stop
have
it.
Sex.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a widow, you know.
Hey.
If I find somebody who I get along with and they're fun and they're not drama.
Can we decide, you know, every few years we change words in America, but that's a word that we have not changed, is widow and widower. Widower is way worse.
Why?
Because it sounds like you're not saying it right, but you are. Widower. Like, widow, that sounds like so, like, that's like calling somebody an old maid. I there's got to be a better word than calling somebody a widow or a widower.
And it's not that I'm so set in my ways. It's just I don't want to hear anybody else's problems because, honestly, if God didn't take away my husband, I'd still be married. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, that's right. Yeah, that's tough to look at it that way.
And when I go out with people, I hear about how bad their married life was and how they fought all the time or he or, you know, somebody was bad or I just...
Thought you said fart, not gonna lie. second, you probably won't be in another relationship, right? I wouldn't imagine at this point.
I would if it was a good, healthy relationship and it was fun. We had a good time together. That's the thing. When I'm not working, I don't want to have problems. I don't want to fight with anybody because usually they come with their own agendas. And when I'm not working, I'm just happy-go-lucky. You know what I mean?
Let me ask your opinion on something I saw. So I got to be kind of vague here. There's a situation, man and woman, married, been together probably a few years at this point. Still going strong. But in their house is kind of like a memorial to his wife that passed away. That's got to be tough, right?
Well,
as far as the woman goes, the current wife.
Did they have kids together?
I see that.
No, not together.
I don't. I don't think that. I think
that's a solid question right there.
I understand the memorial, but still you have to live in the present, and that's why I don't have a lot of the stuff because it triggers feelings of how I felt. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So I get rid of all the triggers. I do have pictures of my...
You should see her guns.
Let's not go there. But it's healthier to live today.
Hers had attitude. They had to get rid of it.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I do have pictures of my husband. Very few that I put up for my son, but I take them down when I'm alone because I don't want to. I know that's terrible
no,
to say.
No, it's I was
gonna be a shelf life too.
I was talking about this recently, like how, why is it that I can't look at pictures of my parents without feeling sadness? Why can't I look at them and feel the happiness that they brought me? But instead, I feel in that selfishness. That's what you got to say to yourself. I am feeling selfish. They are better off now. They're no longer hurting because both my parents, you know, debilitated toward the end. Yeah. So they're better off now. And then that gives me a little more sense of, you know, manifesting the positivity instead of just, woe is me.
Right.
I mean, really.
Right.
Now, your situation's quite different. You found him. And that's...
Well, yeah, I found him barely alive and tried to resuscitate him. And
see,
I have survivor's guilt. I went through all kinds of stuff. And even when there are things that triggered me. Like I came home right after he passed and I see his car in the driveway and I think, oh, Chris is home. And I'm like, no, he's not. He'll never be at home. Yeah. So I had to get rid of all that stuff, his clothes, everything that were the guitars, everything that remind me of him, because it would just make me miss him regularly. Man,
I know it's a different relationship, you know, you guys have with your parents, but when I see a picture of my dad, I'm like, I just think about after he had his stroke, he was angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was more of a dick after he had his stroke.
Yeah.
So but it's like, there's not really like a lot of...
See, he's better off too, though, you know?
Yang's better off, you know, but still, it's like, man, he was so angry all the time.
And you just feel
it'd be hard not to be, though. To have to rely on someone else to take, and plus the way you said he was,
they couldn't even bathe themselves.
He was living with an ex with her new boyfriend, and they were
taking
advantage of.
Yeah, they were taking his money, but they had to bathe him too. It's like just the whole situation was.
Yeah,
and I wasn't going to do it, just to be honest with you, straight up.
Well, I know.
But as far as where you said you asked that question about having the memorial and barely everything, if somebody else is living in your life. I try not to say if I'm dating someone, oh, well, so-and-so, we used to do this a lot, or bring him up because he's not there.
Right.
And you need to create your life today.
Yeah.
I just wonder if at some point that lady I was talking about, if she tells the man, like, look, it's been X amount of years. Maybe we should kind of take that down.
Oh, it's his wife that passed. Yeah,
unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Well, somewhat, but from what I can gather, the current wife and the former wife did not know each other.
Right.
Of course not.
Like, never met.
Well, I mean, when you say like a shrine, like
I saw there was a picture of her on their mantle with like some kind of, you know, like decoration with
flower underneath. Yeah.
But you know, like present center.
Man,
it just struck me as, well, people can do what they want, but
yeah.
I mean, if it hurts her feelings, I would. It all depends on how she feels about it, you know.
Can you get him to call in?
Get them both to call in and ask her. Are you afraid to say anything to him about this? Yeah.
You just want a brand new picture to put on your mantle.
And I wouldn't appreciate someone that says, "I'm seeing you now, so you need to get rid of all your pictures of your past husband."
But what if it was like years? Like you're with this new person for years, like 4 or 5, and they said that to you.
I would just.
Like, what if they said, "Will you please ask Fat Boy to stop doing an impression of Chris on the show?"
You better not take my picture down. Like, I don't know what I would do if I were in this situation.
I do have a picture of him because I was so proud of him fighting fires when he was in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. I was just proud of my husband, so I have that picture. But I don't have a whole house full of pictures like that because it would just make me sad.
Matt, I'm reading a text. Matt, you're right about the term for widow. I lost my husband in 76. I don't know how old this person is. No judgment.
It's a long time.
I lost my husband in 76. People still refer to him as my late husband. I never understood what that means. My late husband. Mm-hmm. That is, my late husband.
Ask them why they're so far out of the demo. I mean, it's cool, but you know.
Yeah, but like, that's. Like, how's. I mean, somebody's probably got to be in their 60s, 70s, I would imagine. And text in how old you are. I don't know if you're...
It'd be older.
I'm just curious.
And some people forget that he passed away, and they're like, "I can't believe you post all this stuff when you're married." And I'm just like, okay.
Well...
When did I get married?
I had a therapist tell me that I should have been... You know, this was even before my mom died. It was the therapist I ended up firing, because she said that I should have been able to be over the loss of my father by then. Like, she literally told me
over.
That. She said, "You should be over that by now." And I'm like...
What does that mean? They're, like, completely over it? Or
I don't know.
Functional.
Just any time I would talk about him, I would, you know, when she would bring him up, I would get, you know, you get that little sound in your voice, you know, your voice is quivering or whatever. She's like, "You can't go the rest of your life." And I'm like, "I can't change it either." Like... You must not be good at your job because you haven't helped me enough, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like a tough
he
love
left
tactic.
A major mark on my life, and I will always miss him. And I should be able to think about those times and smile more, but instead it's that selfishness where I'm like, I miss him. I.
Well,
Captain.
When my mom passed, I went...
I didn't mean to how Hitler you just did.
You just
I did
though.
Not. Well, I meant to, like, Captain.
I got
to
process this.
I'm glad we went on
I
video.
Have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Vomino! What does he say? Vominos?
I think so.
Backpack.
Anything that you might need, we got inside for you.
Dora Leopard. Who sings this for real?
I guess you can call them a one-hit wonder. It's Lost Lonely Boys.
Oh, yes. Hey, they had another song. Lone Lonely. I'm thinking of Los Lobos.
Yeah. You're thinking of the cover band Lost Lesbos.
No.
They never know where they're going.
No. But always in Mine's back in Nashville. They really are. A couple updates. Number one, Diane texts back. I meant 1996, not 1976. Thank you, Diane. That makes more sense now.
This is some clarification, Lady Di.
Yeah. And then Fatboy has poll results from yesterday's Facebook poll.
Oh, yeah. If you remember, it's facebook.com/riseguys. The poll was, Paige just said on the show she never had a bush back in the day. Do you believe her? Overwhelmingly, no was the answer.
No.
The one.
Overwhelmingly, no one believes that.
No one believes you didn't.
Okay.
Now, we're not talking about, like, you know, smuggling Brillo pads.
And we don't mean, like, hair like Gavin Rosdale either.
Yeah. So now you can answer the new poll question.
Oh, there's a new one?
There's a new one.
Callers,
please
hold. You're
all about polls, aren't you?
Damn! I would isolate that one for you, but I'm not going to, since it paints me in the light. New poll question
it's
is...
It's a light fit.
Paints me in a light.
What? Look at her. She's rolling now. Oh, God.
What color would he paint his walls? Subway bread, brown.
Pink walls. I know what you're getting at. So there's a sign on the door that says, yes, it is all pink on the inside.
Oh.
The new poll question, your ex passes away.
Oh, my God.
Do you keep the photos in your house with your new relationship?
I mean, that's a great question.
I mean, it really is. You can comment, too, if you want to. If you don't, I would think less of you.
I think the answer is if that person has children, then
yeah, of
yes,
course.
Absolutely.
That's their mommy or daddy.
Yes. Otherwise, I don't think it's, I mean, yeah, I think it depends on how, you know, how the, like, I think of, let me write down this name.
Also, want if it, well.
So what if your uh-huh. better half, I misspelled that, but you know what I'm saying here. Like, what if your spouse died in a very tragic
Good
way
point.
And you developed a charity around them and you're still an activist for that. Life goes on, you know.
That is a big question. How did they pass away?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it, too.
I mean, you can always turn a negative in somewhat of a positive, but you need to live in the presence, and you need to live today.
Right.
Because you're not going to, you may not have another day. So if you're mourning the past constantly.
Hey, what if you dated OJ and you went over there, and there's still a picture of Nicole hanging on the wall?
That
It'd
would
be weird.
Break my heart.
It God, would. They might have. Oh, did you see the news? OJ-related news? Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark Furman passed away.
Yes.
Yep.
Did he?
He was.
Is this a setup for a joke?
No, he really did pass away.
Oh, did he really?
He had an aggressive form of throat cancer, he said.
Wow.
He was 73 or 74.
Yeah. He was on that documentary.
See,
he was one of the few that spoke to him.
Yeah, he copped to it. He got caught lying. He owned up to it. But, you know, he never ran away from it either.
Yeah.
Now it kind of dominated the rest of his life.
I thought the big thing from that was that didn't he used to be a member of the Klan or something? Wasn't that they found a bunch of white supremacy stuff?
Well,
they were trying to paint him in that light?
They found the tapes because he was, you know, he was consulting with a screenwriter about writing a script. And then he was saying the N-word, you know, a lot, talking about, you know, this is for the Rampart scandal, too, with LAPD. So some of the stuff was actually going on.
Like the racist language.
Yeah, and that's what did him in. You know, he said that day in the documentary, after he testified, he went and put his papers in.
And he pled guilty to perjury, so there you go.
Like he knew his career was over.
Mm.
Now, he went on to do other stuff. You know, he helped solve other cases for other police departments and wrote books. But he
founded a college up near Paris.
Stop! Spell differently.
Wonder why that picture was of him off a point set.
Wouldn't it be crazy?
No.
I went to Mark Furman.
God dang it. Look, even with the joke, you know they probably hate it. But how do you not do it?
Press release, no relation.
whatsoever.
No relation.
Damn. But, it dominated the rest of his life. You could never live it down. So he owned up to it. He's like, look, it happened.
Yeah. Well, look at that. So you got, he's gone. Kardashian's gone. Yep. OJ's gone.
Yep.
Ito's still with us, right?
Yeah, he's retired.
Old Lance.
Cochran, of course, passed away first.
Darden's still alive. He was in the documentary. And then
I'm surprised he was in it, to be honest with you.
The lady's name.
Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark.
Yeah, she's still with us. F. Lee Bailey passed away.
Remember what's crazy about Marcia Clark is when she got her makeover during the proceedings?
Oh, like,
she
big had deal. All
frazzled kind of like, you know, whatever hair. And then all of a sudden she got that little bouffant thing. It's like, oh.
Had it going on.
Dude, it followed everybody that had any kind of involvement with the DNA guy who screwed up a lot of stuff during that case.
Yeah.
It followed him the rest of his career. He was always in doubt.
Yeah.
That's I think crazy. It was probably the most famous, besides Manson, court case.
Mm. I would say it's probably the most famous one ever, right?
Court case of all time?
It's got to be. Just because
for
of
our
what
generation, I mean, previous people would say, you know, Nuremberg and things like that.
Yeah, that was a big one too.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
It's well, just, I don't know. It's just, you know, kind of when it goes to giving somebody a second chance, like, do you, like, it's not like he actively said, look, you know, let's forget about this. Like, he owned it, but, yeah. but you could tell it changed him.
And I think the TV, everybody just, the world stopped for the verdict. That.
Yeah, that was weird, too.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, these are real people's lives, man, in this. But look, we say the same thing watching Datelines. I hope it's a good one.
It's never a good one. It's never a good one.
And the slowest police chase ever.
Yeah.
On TV.
I'll never forget it. Rockets, Knicks, NBA Finals, they cut out of it. Actually, they got both screens going. They got OJ in the little screen.
You know, I don't have the memory of where I was when I heard the verdict. Like, I don't remember that at all. I remember the chase. I was at, you know, remember that story? I was sitting there wearing a
Friday night.
A bandana, a Confederate flag bandana. it was 90, what, 2 or whatever? 93?
Yep.
Different time. And it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it just was.
We just went to the Bowery, I guess.
So. Well, And I remember looking because there was a guy I played football with, and I walked into the house and I was like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "Man, I don't care about that stuff." I'm like, "All right, cool."
Like, it's
huge, I think he
man.
Put it on it one time and like wore it around, but just like, you know, more stuff was made into, you know, stuff. I did it more for Leonard Skinner in the Bowery than anything.
Yep.
And that coin that Paige keeps in her pocketbook, that's different.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
That's way different. Speaking of secret societies, P1 Knights Templar's on hold. He's been on hold for 47 minutes. So he wants to.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a flex, but he says he wants to.
Could he hang on for four more, is my question.
Ask him off the air. Ask him real quick.
Let me show you how I do this. I got a cool little trick.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, hang on for 4 minutes for me. Thanks for calling. Hang on.
All right. So that's, he doesn't give
amazing.
You a chance.
I didn't even hold it up to my ear.
So good.
Yeah.
So talented.
All right, when we come back, we'll get to more phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774. Paige, you sing it.
0093.
That was awful.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy
Thank
Tuesday.
You.
Thank you more.
It is Tuesday. It's not March, like you said earlier.
I did say March earlier.
You son of a biscuit.
If I could turn back time.
Oh, God.
If I could
Cher would be just a thrill.
That's the last thing he does.
That was more Michael McDonald, I guess.
He's not caring at all. B1 Knights Templar, almost an hour now on hold. God bless you.
You're hardcore.
Good morning.
Hey, how did you know who I was?
Oh, we know, man. I know that sound.
Yeah.
You know. I never said who I was.
Yeah, we know, man. Like, we know some sound. Plus, I heard your bath water, too. You're in the bath every time you call, so.
Hey, now I'm outside. I just let out my chickens. So, I'm sitting around the chicken barn. But, hey, I just wanted to say something about the dude that wasn't going to graduate earlier,
right?
Over a credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He should have been. Well, if he was in the circumstances that I was in, the teachers were approaching me, and I ended up at a couple houses that I shouldn't have ended up at.
Teachers' houses?
Halfway house?
Yeah.
Trap house. A teacher's house. It wasn't teacher's house.
And yeah, the teacher's houses. Yeah, they were taking... they were asking me, why are you at the library at 7 o'clock in the morning? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I got to do my homework. And she said, well, why didn't you do it last night? Well, I'm loading trucks second shift. You know, I was kicked out of my house. And I'm talking in the 10th grade.
Oh.
I was kicked out of my house.
What for what
and
reason?
And I was living.
What reason did they kick you out? Did they give you a reason? Or?
Yes, sir. And this is going to sound crazy, but I was kicked out of my house over a gallon of milk and a carton of eggs. It's kind of like you, fat boy, with the damn sandwich.
You ate someone's breakfast.
Yeah. I was told about this sandwich. I got, you know, Big Mama heard about the sandwich store. She kind of set me straight on it.
Did she?
Evidently, yeah. I had eaten a whole pound of ham that day. And when she came home to make a sandwich, there was none left. That's why I got
you
put
ate
on.
A whole pound of ham?
That's what she said.
My God.
So that's why I got put on sandwich
restrictions. I was kicked out of my house over a gallon of milk and a carton of damn eggs. But anyway, I made it, man. I was like 15, 16 years old living in downtown Greenville, having been kicked out of Simpsonville.
God, they'd kick you out of downtown Greenville now if you tried to move back.
They'll kick you out of Simpsonville if you aren't a swinger.
I've heard that too.
Well,
it's only rumored.
But hey, fat boy, I got to tell you, I love you to death, man. I made a ham sandwich the other day. And I was like, the hell with three pieces. No. The hell with three pieces. I put an extra one on it just for you, bro. I swear I did.
You better put an extra pound on that, bitch.
He might even put bacon on it, too. Oh, my God.
But I remember being on this, let's just say this teacher, her back porch.
Ooh, here we go.
And the first thing I'm doing is scouting ways out.
Now, was this female teacher?
Well, hell yeah.
Okay. Dang it. Just making sure. Yeah.
I mean, I don't play ball like that.
Right. Well, high school might have been different.
If you want to graduate, you would.
So, you were at this female teacher's, and how? You were 18 at this time. You were 18 years old.
No,
you
were 18. In the 10th grade.
We keep telling.
But you got held back three times, so you were 18.
You were 18.
Yeah. Now I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. But anyway, I'm scoping out this damn back porch that I'm on, like escape routes. You know,
right?
Her husband opens the door.
Oh,
was he naked?
And I'm realizing that's the only way out. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Well,
you got to go through him.
All he says is, y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good time and have a good night. And the teacher had made us a Bloody Mary, and I was just going to take a bite off the celery stick. But at this point, I'm choking on the damn celery. You know, I mean, it's
not what I hope you were choking on, to be honest with you. I thought the husband came back in.
I'm like, oh my God. But let's just say, before the night was over, she lived near the downtown zoo in Greenville, and we could hear, we were so close to the zoo, you could hear the peacocks and the lions and all that roaring at night.
Really?
Let's just say I caught up on my homework.
I see. Did you graduate, though?
I graduated, bro. I graduated.
Congratulations, sir.
Look at that.
An accomplishment.
That
right
is
there.
Amazing.
He said he was choking. I'm like, old man came back in, didn't he?
I know. He's supposed to himself green.
I'm the celery.
I was just going to bite the celery.
God.
Whoa.
You're going to buy some celery, all right.
Oh, man. So many people don't believe him. I don't know why.
You're going to bite the skin
celery. I think they
celery.
Don't believe that he graduated part. Let's go to... Why does it say ISAC?
It does it?
Did he misspell your name? What's your name?
Isaac.
Isaac.
What did I put?
You put Isaac.
Oh, damn it.
Anyway, that's a new thing from Apple.
You're bad.
Isaac, you have a comment about spouses passing away.
That's something I recently experienced.
Sorry for your loss, man.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry than you.
Yeah, my wife passed away from acute hemorrhagic pancreatitis.
Oh, sorry for your loss.
It's a progressive disease brought on by years of alcoholism.
Oh, damn, man.
She and I both kind of dabbled pretty hard for both of our running and gunning days, starting back from when we were kids. And, it's just one of those silent things that affect a lot of people's lives.
So was it you stopped first, but I guess she couldn't stop or didn't want to?
I went through right through the bitter end, cleaned up after a little while, and then kind of found myself in a really crazy rebound situation relationship with a girl. Oh. And then she died from alcoholism.
Goodness.
From same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, but it's slightly different.
Jesus.
The outcome was better. Luckily, like, I grew up around swimming pools and stuff, lifeguard and that kind of stuff. So we were in a hotel in Malden, and she pooped the bed. I realized immediately, I was like, oh, crap, I've seen this before. Sure enough, I checked her vitals, and she was out.
Dude.
So... put her on the ground and started compressions, dialed 911, and EMS got there. They shocked her, I think, like three or four times, and she's alive today.
God bless.
Doing the damn thing. That was enough to send me over the edge, though, and...
You sober?
I am now.
Good.
17 months.
Good.
December of 2024. I damn near died from it. Was hospitalized and then found a recovery community in Sumter, South Carolina. I did a year there. Met a good friend. His name is Bill. This guy named Dr. Bob, and now I'm living a different life.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, thank God.
I'm glad you're healthy.
God,
you could have got cirrhosis, kidney failure, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff, man. And
well,
so,
you know, I was a true dare kid, man. Growing up, I went to high school in Greenwood, and they sold me on drugs are bad. Never touched it. I mean, you know, college. You know, you do what you got to do.
They don't say anything about that alcohol, though, do they?
No, they don't say a dang thing about it, man. Yeah. And you know. As far as I knew it, it was fine until it wasn't.
Well, look.
At least you saw the poop in the bed and you knew what to do.
God has a bigger plan for you, and you keep at it, okay? Good luck with that sobriety.
Thanks,
yeah, man.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. That is tough.
Yeah, I'm glad he saved her, though.
God,
that's amazing.
It took two people passing away to wake you up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, sadly... what it takes sometimes. I heard just yesterday somebody else. Matter of fact, Fabboy, you were telling me. Someone we know that having some issues similar to that because of drinking. And I'll tell you, boy, that stuff can get out of control real easy.
When you do a little bit of damage, it's just, it goes a long way.
Yep. Yep.
I know it's hard to quit. Luckily for me, I just did it for effect. Like, I never loved the taste of alcohol. So it's easy for me to stop drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people can't. Like, they have to have the non-alcoholic beers just because of the taste.
Just to go out.
Yeah, just a party, bud.
Yeah, yeah. That's tough right there. He didn't get to the part, though, about keeping the pictures around. I wanted to ask him about
that. Yeah, dang it.
We got to bring that back tomorrow at some point.
Yeah. If I don't call in.
Say something funny. Give me jitterbug me or something. That,
I'll give you a jitter. You want a jitterbug out the door? Here we go. We'll go to break on a jitterbug.
Well, let's see what Paige is working on in the Plex, too, and then we'll jitterbug as well, too.
You want to see my prissy?
All right, that's what she's working on.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.